Okay, November 9th, 2022, Ward Green here. 1708 hours, basically by both watches, say the same thing, roughly. Yeah, I think I'm really glad I've got my old watch back in service again, too, but I've got an unboxing. And this just arrived, so this is the continuation of, I didn't see the package until just now, but it's dark out already. I went out and made some measurements, and I saw that there is enough for a 2x3 wall between the stairs and the post that supports the deck. There could be a wall passing right between them so that there can be one continuous wall all the way along, and it will be flush with the edge of the house, the west edge of the house. It will be flush with that. It can be one wall, but it will probably be built in two pieces, a rectangular portion and then a triangular portion attached to it that has to pass underneath a rail that's on the outside of the stairs that will be just, it's just a piece of 2x4 I nailed to the outer side of the stairs, which I don't need to remove if I can just go around it. So, and I can pass underneath it. I can use it to attach, actually, or it can be weatherproofing for that wall that's going to be attached there. Yeah, it's going to work really well. If I design this based on what's already there, it's going to work perfectly. Yeah, but I need lumber, and the lumber for the frame will probably be the ash, the same wood that I'm going to build everything out of. But it's going to be, what was the distance from the top to the bottom? Something like, well, 6x6, yeah, so it's about 6 foot high wall, the rectangle is, and then it's going to be smaller. I've already partly cut this, but I haven't finished opening this. This is my matcha tea, right? And I'm kind of paranoid now about whether Amazon will actually deliver what I order. I'm very scared. But the ones that scare me the most are the ones where they say, we'll deliver in a few more days. It'll take a few days longer than the fastest delivery. And there's a span of 3 days within which we will deliver. I'm more afraid of those ones than I am of the ones where they say, you're going to have delivery in 3 days and it's going to be this day, exactly that day. You know, that's more... Those are the most reliable deliveries, I think, I believe. The other ones are just less certain because they're not usually fulfilled by Amazon either. I think fulfilled by Amazon, that's the best, but by far, for sure. But nothing is guaranteed in life. Things can go wrong. Somebody could steal your package from outside your house. The package could get destroyed on the way, you know, during delivery. I mean, could get lost. I mean, without the person who delivers it knowing it was lost, even. I mean, it's lots of things can happen and do happen, which are not always the best. I mean, that's just the way things are. But this came from a company. I believe it was delivered by Pitney Bowes, but it came. I think it was sold by a company called Garden of Health Canada, which looks like a really good company. And I could buy bulk dough matcha. The dough is the company. Dough matcha is the company that I've been buying my matcha from for many years. This is my first other manufacturer that I've tried. So it had great ratings, but you know, I don't know if I'm going to like it. I'm thinking it's not ceremonial. I don't think either. It can't be ceremonial because it was like. What was it? I forget what I paid. Was it 200 or 100 or something? I mean, it's you buy a pound of it. I think it was probably like $100 a pound. What might say? Let's see what it says here. It's got a nice label, shipping label, beautiful. It's cold in here. It's cold in this room. But it's warm where I'm sitting out there because I have the heater. So what I need to do, when I'm in this, if it's cold, I'll just wear another jacket. I'll wear two of these jackets or wear my down jacket over top of this. That's all. But I'm too cold right now. I got to get a second jacket. Let's get my second jacket. I guess the down is the quicker and superior solution. But I want to know what I paid for this. I'm going to check. See what I paid for this. Okay, find out. Amazon. way, yeah, I want to mention something really, really important. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, $60. That's right, $60. It was $60. That's, I remember, it was $60. I paid $60. Plus tax, but, and, you know, free delivery, but $60. But I wanted to mention something. I noticed Bell, they have a truck saying fiber. Their fiber service, they're installing it in my town, right down the street. I saw them over near the main street where they have the Bell installation. Their trucks, and they had many trucks, many Bell trucks. I believe they were all from Bell, because there were some from Bell, and then they had some others on the side street that had big cables on big spools. Like, that's their fiber. I take it they're installing fiber right in my neighborhood now. So I'm ready to make the move. As soon as they install that, I'm ready to make the move to fiber to high speed internet, which will be the last link. It won't be fiber to my home, probably, but it'll be, they can make the last, well, maybe it will be. I think it is, possibly, because they said they're gonna to make it ready for fiber, they have to dig a ditch in my yard, a shallow ditch, to bring that fiber up to my house. So I think it is going to be direct to my home if I get that. And so I've let them know that they can dig that ditch anytime they want to. But anyway, that's the fantastic news, that high speed is coming right in the very near future, I believe, for sure, for certain, and it's from Bell. I could have gotten high speed anytime if I wanted to go with Rogers, which is the cable service. I could have gotten that any day I wanted, but I don't choose to deal with a less technical company who deals with television. They're just not as technically qualified as the Bell people are. So I'm far more interested in having service from the company that Bell is, which is it's a company that's been doing, you know, advanced technology in telephones for many years and communications for many years. So, and all their people are trained, and just at a higher, I believe they all have a higher, I'm certain of it. They all have a different, the whole outlook of the company is different. The outlook of Bell is different than the outlook of a television cable company. Completely different mindset. So all the people who work for Bell are going to be of the same mindset, and it's the same thing with everything. A slave is not above his master. There's that. Every slave that's properly taught will be like his master. And it's always true that if you have a problem with a company, it's not going to help you to go to his superiors. It's not going to help you. In most cases, it won't, anyway. It's a pointless exercise, because a company is only as good as its, you know, leader or overseer, you know, the person at the top. If you've got a problem with a certain, it's the same thing it's exactly the same thing with any organization. If you've got a problem with a congregation in a church, it's not going to be any better by going, you know, by trying to go over their head to someone else. Because that mindset was passed down to them from their overseer already. You've already got the problem coming from above anyway. There's no point in trying to, you know, dodge the local people. You just, if you're going to dodge them, you know, you're going to have to dodge the whole organization, or else, you know, accept it, one or the other. There's no other alternative. I mean, there's no shortcut there. There's no real answer to that problem. I mean, that's the truth to that situation, that the organizations are the way they are because of their head, the person in charge, whoever their head is. So look at this. This box, I just opened it. It's got these cards. Become a brand ambassador. It looks like a beautiful, like, embroidered blanket, like a native Indian blanket or something. Become a brand ambassador and get one free. Look at that. Love Me Forever. It's a nice logo there. Look at that on the mug. Love Me Forever. Oh, that's beautiful. But I mean, I'm not gonna become an ambassador. I don't think. It's got these beautiful pictures. Become a brand ambassador and get one free. I wonder what that means. Oh, I wonder if I could get free matcha tea for life. Maybe even then, I don't think I'd do it. I'd rather pay my own way. Right? I'd far rather be independent in everything. Look at this. It's full of photos on the inside. Photos everywhere, all around. Photos, photos, photos. You know, I mean, that's a creative company. I mean, I like the packaging. I've never seen packaging that was so thought-provoking before, ever. Like, that's packaging. Never seen it. It's amazing. Comes with a little scoop to measure the matcha. Beautiful idea. No one ever gave me that idea or presented that to me before, ever. There's the matcha. It's ready to be opened. I'm going to be trying this. I'm going to try it right now, but I just had a couple of matches, so I don't know how I'm going to do it. Have a small cup, maybe. I mean, I don't need any more dairy or caffeine, really. You know, I mean, the thing is, the match is a slightly different quality caffeine and less caffeine than coffee is. So, and you get your boost from matcha mainly from the phytonutrients, the plant nutrients. That's where you get most of your brain kick and the energy. It lights up your brain, not with caffeine, not predominantly caffeine, because I used to drink coffee. I know what the caffeine feels like. This doesn't feel like caffeine at all. Now, maybe as I get older or as I drink more of it, maybe if I drink too much of it, I will notice the caffeine, maybe. But I never have. No matter how much I've drunk of this, not this matcha. I've never tried this one, but of the matcha that I drink. No matter how much I've drunk, I've never noticed. I've never noticed. No matter how much I've drunk of it, the feeling of a caffeine rush or jitters. No jitters, you know. And I never come down from it. It's not like you go up and come down like you do with coffee. It's not like that. So I never think of the caffeine in matcha tea as being anything comparable to caffeine that you get in, for example, soft drinks, that's artificially added. This is not artificially added. Neither is it artificially added to coffee, I suppose, either, right? It's not. But coffee is not plant nutrients, chlorophyll, phytonutrients. It doesn't have that. Coffee's not like a salad. This is like drinking or eating a salad. You eat the tea. But you're eating, it's like eating a salad at the same time as you're drinking that dairy, in my case, because I always put it in lattes. I'm going to open this right now. And I'm thrilled because I was scared I wasn't going to even get this. So it was supposed to come 8th to the 10th, and it came the 9th, which is exactly on schedule. That gives me some confidence I can order this again if I want. But I might be able to order the 1 pound or 2 pounds, 1 kilogram, the 1 kilogram of the dough matcha. This is the dough matcha, but this is the ceremonial, which is much more expensive. Three of these costs over $200 for three of these. So this costs $60, and this is 80 grams. Three times that is like half a pound. This is a full pound. A full pound for 60, or half a pound for 200. That's 400, more than 400 for a pound. Or $60 a pound. So which is better? I mean, I don't probably know whether this can taste as good. I don't think it probably can taste as good as that for that price, but you never know. Because this is certified organic, first of all. It has a lot of great ratings. It says it's the best you will find anywhere. I'm trying to think if it's good for ceremony. So this is ceremonial. They're saying it's ceremonial grade. But I can get a kilogram of that matcha for $100. That's cheaper than this. Only, I don't know whether it will really come if I order it. That's because it's from it's from a good company, but when I go to their website, I can order it from Amazon, from this company, gardenofhealth.ca, but if I go to their website, they don't have that product on their website. So Amazon has old stock, maybe, right? It's old stock. That's what it is, possibly. So it might not be as fresh. So you have to be very aware when you're ordering food items, like how old is it, or even battery-driven products like toothbrushes. I ordered the wrong one, and the battery was no good. So you got to order the most up-to-date model from this year, if possible, for the battery-powered items. Make sure you get the freshest possible batteries when you order lithium ion, right? It's got to be important that you do that. Okay, I can't wait to do this. We're going to do this. So I'm going to raise that camera. We're going to throw this away here. We're going to put this knife away somewhere, out of my way here. I don't know where I'm going to put it for now. Just put it aside. That's good. I'm going to raise this camera. Now, this camera can be raised because it's got this little, what's it got? A little clamp on it here. I can just unclamp it and then slide it up like this. That should do. I don't even have to reclamp it, really, because it's not going to slide down while we're working here. Maybe it will. Yeah, it is. It's trying to. Okay. So how do I clamp it? Is that the way I did it? There it is. Okay. It's locked again. It's not going to slide. So there, can you see what I'm doing over here? I think you probably can. And then there's this. It's not too much in the way, is it? Okay, wait, this is adjustable. Hang on. A little more height. Oh, I pulled it right out. Oh, I didn't think you could. I didn't know you could pull that all the way out. Tighten that. Okay. Better? Okay. Now this is how I make matcha tea, and you're going to see it's a lot more involved than you might realize. It needs a bowl. I don't know how clean the bowl is. The bowl might not be perfectly clean on the outside, but it's clean on the inside. But I'm going to clean the outside as well. I just want to get it, you know, wet with my saliva just to clean this here. It's got some, I don't know what it is, from previous soup, matcha tea lattes and soup things that I've made. I like to just clean it somehow. I could dip in the water that I keep in the sink. But sometimes saliva is perfectly fine for this, especially since you know about vitamin C and how to cure infections. Vitamin C cures all infections. So that takes a lot of pressure off your cooking. You don't have to have... We used to be in terrible fear of germs all the time because we knew we could get... I guess my parents knew we could get an infection. We were conscious of the risk of getting an infection from food, I guess. We knew it, or they knew it, but I didn't know it. But I believed them, so I was just as paranoid as they were all my life about germs. But knowing about vitamin C, that it cures everything, even bacterial, but not only bacterial, it cures all viral infections. So the common cold is a thing of the past for me. I've never had one since I've learned about vitamin C. And when I got that thing that I call it a flu sometimes, but it was actually strep throat, I believe. I had strep throat, and that was wiped out. I didn't catch it quite early enough, or I didn't start to, you know, I didn't catch it. Or it came on very quickly, so I couldn't catch it too early. But once I started taking the vitamin C, it was wiped out that same day. But then I had some after effects of, you know, fatigue or whatever the next day from that strep throat, which is pretty amazing that it didn't. It would have gone, I'm sure, 7 days or whatever, you know, however long strep throat goes. A long time, you know, many days. It was really serious. I could tell it was coming on, and you know how it feels when you get that. It's not just a sore throat, but everything that happens, all the malaise that happens with strep throat. So that was what happened when I took 26 grams and wiped that out. That's the most I've probably, almost certainly, that's the most I've ever taken of vitamin C in one short, you know, period of 24 hours like that. You just take as much as you can. You can eat a pound of vitamin C. You know, there's no limit to how much vitamin C you can eat if your body doesn't have any adverse effect from eating it. You just keep eating the vitamin C until your body reacts with diarrhea or something, and then you're cured. Then you're cured of your infection. But this is what we're going to try here. I'm going to get the other ingredients now. Let's see, I got this. Well, I'm making right now, see? I'm going to make it with cream. I have been using the goat's milk today, drinking it, but I'm going to use... see, this is one brand of goat's milk, Liberty. Liberté. Wait a minute, it doesn't even say Liberty. I thought it said Liberty, but it's French. I thought the label had an English version, but it's just French. Liberté, Liberté, Liberté. The goat's milk. So what I always do, the best sweetener for a latte, I find, is iodine. If you haven't taken your iodine for the day, that's a great sweetener. You don't need sugar. I haven't taken mine for the day, so I'm going to try that. I'm going to open up this little thing. I wish I could do this faster, but I'm going to take the jacket off because I'm getting warm now. I'm warming up the room, and everything's getting hotter out here. Everything's getting warmer with all the movement, all the body heat. Okay, let's just try and get this thing out. It's not coming out. There. Okay, good. Great. That was a difficult thing to open, that little plastic. Which I guess it's necessary that is so. Right, now I need my water. I need my whisk. I need a spoon. Small spoon that I drink it with. And mix after... And you preliminarily mix it with the whisk, with the just matcha tea and water and salt with the whisk. The bowl and the spoon is for later on. Okay. Salt, matcha tea, and whisk, along with water, which I'm going to get now. Okay. Here it is. So I put the salt in first. Careful you don't lay down your glass on the spoon and have it tip over. There's the salt. I put in, a good amount of salt because I know how much I know how healthy salt is and that we need salt. When you have a lot of good, healthy nutrients like calcium, when you have a sufficiency of minerals in your diet, like calcium, then you can, I believe that enables you to eat more salt without any side effect, too. Your salt is necessary, in fact. You need sodium. Oh yeah, let's measure with this little thing. So, oh wait a minute, no. This is my old match, that's the old matcha tea. So I'll show you the color of that. Let's see the color of it. Yeah, let's see the color of it. There it is, so that's the color. It's a dark, rich dark green, quite fairly dark color, right? Now maybe we should compare them side by side. I will do that. Let's open the new one. This is the new one. Okay, now let me just see what we can do. I'm going to clean this spoon or something here. Let's dump the old one into this spoon. That's that. Because it was used to get that out. And let me clean this little spoon. Let's clean it. Get the old one off of the old tea off of there. Get the old matcha off of it, okay? Clean our fingers. Let's clean out the little spoon because I don't want to contaminate one type with the other. It doesn't really matter much, but it probably, I like to keep things scientifically, accurate. Okay, so here we go. Let's put away the old one, first of all. So we don't accidentally drop it. Put it aside. Let's get some of the new one. Here's the new one. So here's what it looks like. I'll dump it into here. I'll dump it into this other spoon here. Okay. So as far as drinking it, I don't care about the science part of it. If it's got a tiny bit of the other one, it's not going to be noticed. But this I care about. I want the color comparison. So you see the color comparison, right? You can see that the greener one is the old one, the one I'm using, the more expensive one, darker green. And this is more of an olive green, a less dark, you know, lighter green, yellower, a more yellow color. So that's the difference. Okay. So we're going to put this other one, we got to put this one back. Now, why did I go and close that up? Got to put the dark one back into its, in with the other, the rest of the expensive powder here. It's good. And let's get it put away. Okay. Okay. Is that closed? Yes. Perfect. Okay. So there, that's our amount that we got. Let's get another bit. So we'll have, you know, roughly one of these. I don't know how much. Let's see. Let's fill it up again. There, I'm going to get an exact measure. There we go. That's a measure. That's the amount. One of these little spoons. Yeah, it looks like a lot when you put it in. Oh, yeah. Look at that. It looks like a lot of... That's about how much I normally put in nowadays. I'm putting in less than I used to. But it's actually... There it is. It's with the salt. Tip it in the proper direction. There it is. There's the salt with it right there. That pink Himalayan salt. Now, Himalayan salt sometimes is white. I've heard that the best Himalayan salt is, in fact, white. So I'm going to put this back on. This lid. Put this back on. I hope I like this, because it's, for one thing, it's certainly going to save me, or possibly going to save me a lot of money, but it's going to take up a lot of room in my fridge, too. It's got to be in the fridge. You can't keep that. It's on my bottom shelf, though. It fits the bottom shelf in the height. That's good. So here we go. I'm going to make this. So this is our matcha tea latte. Our lime green. It's hard to get the light in there, isn't it? There it is. That's what we're doing. That's what I'm mixing. So it looks like more than, to me, it looks like a teaspoon or something. But that little thing didn't look like a teaspoon, that little spoon. Oh, it comes up brown, murky. It's not anywhere near the color that I get with the other one, which is a much more... Yeah, this looks like a mud puddle almost. You know, it's darker. It's more brown, yellowy. So, now, that doesn't mean it'll be bad, but I just doubt that it's going to be that good or so good as the other one. Now I'll use the spoon to stir. Now that I've done the whisking, I'll clean this other spoon. There we go. And I will put away the water. Or no, will I? Yeah. No, I might need to clean out, or rinse out one of these things. Okay, I'm going to add my milk, or my condensed milk. Evaporated milk, not condensed. Evaporated milk, okay. And I'll add cream. And I'm boiling this water to clean the whisk with. I'm not going to boil it, I'm just going to heat it up. I'm adding my cream and my iodine. Okay, iodine. I know roughly how much it takes to give me the right amount of iodine for a day. All these numbers are variable. You know, if it turns out we need less or more of something, I'm not going to be resistant to changing. To improving, to making an improvement, I'm not going to resist learning. I won't resist learning. I never resist learning. That's got to be hot by now, so I'm going to use this. Let me do it in the place where you can see how I do it. So let's move this. That's what I wanted to prevent, was dropping it on the floor, because when it falls on the floor, and now I'm in a mess here, it can pick up hairs, all sorts of things. It's picking up all sorts of hairs from the floor or things like that. I don't want that, because then I can't. That's what I wanted not to do. But it tips over very easily, you see. It tips over, and well, maybe I'll have to throw the water out. That's the other thing. Once I rinse it, I'll have to throw that water out, unless I can get it clean first. Clean it up, and then I can use the water. It's pretty clean. It basically only got the outer whisk dirty, or got contamination basically only on the outer part of the whisk. Looks pretty good. So, but I'm going to clean it a little bit here. Okay. There's no real hairs there now. There's nothing on the whisk. Okay, so it was a mistake, though. I made a mistake of letting my hand... I mean, see, it doesn't want to stand up. Look, it wants to fall. See that? It doesn't always stand up. I should have been careful to lay the whisk down or keep it in my hand or lay it down or something in the bowl, you know, but I don't generally want to do that. So it looks clean now. It's water. Nothing in there. So just pour the water in here. Now I recycled whatever I had on the whisk, but there was nothing there because I just cleaned it anyway, right? But that's how I normally do it. I don't want to waste the water. But I also have to clean the floor now because I dropped that whisk on the floor. So that's a dirty... That Kleenex covered in tea. I've got a hole in my floor. I've got to figure out how do you repair a hole in linoleum? I don't know how to do that, but there's got to be a way. There's a hole in the linoleum. It's an actual hole there. I got to fix it with something. I need some kind of a very, very strong glue. Maybe epoxy. Yeah. I think epoxy in that hole will actually be the correct thing to do there. It's the best glue I know of, and it will undoubtedly adhere to that rough surface. And it will level. It will self-level, too. So epoxy is what I should do there. Very soon I need to do that, because that hole, it's not going to get smaller. So here's my latte. Here it is. Oh, no. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, it doesn't taste... It's not at all anything close to the other one. I wouldn't think it would be called ceremonial grade, but the price reflects that it's apparently it's not ceremonial grade. But they say you can use it for ceremony, but still, it's not. It's just not as green as the other one, and it's very much less flavorful. But, you know, it doesn't taste bad. It just doesn't taste as good, or it's not what I'm used to. Or both, but it's... Oh, well, what am I going to do? $60 to learn that. It's an important lesson to learn. I need to figure out... I do have the one kilogram bag of... This is dough matcha. It says on it, dough matcha. And this was bulk. It says... Bulk D, 1 kilogram. So I bought this, not online, but you can buy this online for something sort of like this. It's a lower grade. It's bulk D, which is not the best grade, but, you know, let's see what we can do. We can get some out here. Here we are. There's the color of that. It's more of a yellowy color. Might be a little more green in that, but it's still not the same it's not the highest grade. You can tell by the color. Oh, this is many years old. This has been in my fridge for many years. It's even been open for quite a few years, possibly, in the fridge. But I try to squeeze. I need to squeeze all the air out of it. I need to squeeze all the air out, right? It's still open there. Let's get all the air out and then seal it. We need to seal it after we get the air out, right? So then it will not be oxidized, right? And destroyed by oxygen in the air. We know that nitrogen is much more inert than oxygen. So when we're doing things when we're using a gas as an inert medium, like we sometimes do with certain processes, maybe even welding, you use nitrogen, right? Because it's more inert. It doesn't react like oxygen does. Oxygen is deadly in many ways. It hurts welding. It causes, you know, more destruction and more negative effects to the process of welding than nitrogen does. Oxygen is to be avoided in a lot of areas. So that's, it's like oxidative damage in the body too. It damages the body if we have oxygen in our bodies and we don't have enough electrons to go around to negate the oxygen. So we need antioxidants, which are basically providers of electrons. So yeah, actually this isn't bad. I can drink this. What the caffeine content is, that's another thing I'll be interested in knowing. Maybe it will be lower in caffeine, or maybe it's higher. I doubt that it's going to be as potent in any way, right? In any respect or in any way. But that's my second latte. Is that all it is, my second one? I had yogurt and pineapple this morning, and I started out with my bean dish. I made my bean dish after I got down to that much potato soup, made with chicken stock and garlic, potato soup, and a bay leaf. Then when I get down to that much, I added some tomatoes from a can, some crushed tomatoes, and my can of baked beans with molasses. You know, it's a nice can of beans. What brand is it that I get? Bragg's, is it? No, Bragg's? No, not Bragg's. Not Bragg's. Bush's? Yeah. Bush's. I use Bush's baked beans. At least that's what I've been using. With molasses and pork, I'll add that to the, and a bit of tomatoes, and then I have this bean dish. And then I added a can of peas. That's right. So, you know, it's very edible and it's very healthy. And then I added, at least I believe it's very healthy. I don't want anything that has monosodium glutamate or anything like that. It's got to have natural ingredients. And when I get down again, I'll possibly add a can of Stagg's chili with beef. And that's, again, I avoid the monosodium glutamate and just I go for the natural ingredients only. Something that only has natural ingredients. But I will add kidney beans too. That's right. When I want to get the chili going, I'll add the red kidney beans, and then I've got it working. Even add that to the bean dish. Yeah, because when the bean dish gets too sweet with the tomatoes, if the tomatoes are very sweet like they are right now with the Unico tomatoes, I'll just add some red kidney beans, and that makes it a little more bitter. A little, it adds something else that you need to make the bean dish taste just right. Right now it's sweet and it's actually good. It's not too sweet. It's very good. With the peas, because the peas will add this bitterness too, a little tiny bit of bitterness that you need, just it's like adding stock, but I usually make it with chicken stock anyway, chicken broth, but the what do we call, I'm trying to think of the word we use for that, there's a word that refers to this flavor that is not quite, it's more bitter. Body. Yeah, I think it adds body to it, right? That's what it is, I think. That's one word that's used. There's possibly another word, but it will add, give it body, right? You know, the flavor. So you're not just all sweetness. That doesn't work. It's usually too much of one flavor. Now, salt can help. Salt and sweet together can help, but you need the other aspect too, this other quality, some other, and many other flavors too, like many other notes, a note of flavor, different notes of flavor can be added. Like, I mean, garlic will add something, but garlic's basically sweet. Like onions, it's sort of sweet. They're all sweet. They don't add any body, really. They add some kind of, well, maybe that's a certain type of body, but there's no bitterness in that. Give it character, you know? To give it some character. That's the other thing. So right now the bean dish is edible, but I can add that now that I've used it, it's almost full. The pot's that far from being full. I can't add a whole can of kidney beans, but, you know, I can add a few kidney beans and start making it into a better bean dish. And that can become chili, too, because chili has red kidney beans. So I'll keep transforming this pot, usually. I've got more potatoes. I added more potatoes, though, today. And boiled, or yesterday, was it? I'm trying to think. It was yesterday, yeah. Today was the first day I ate it with the new potatoes, actually. But so in a way, I just added it today because I just ate it for the first time today. But I cooked it yesterday. I just didn't need to eat any yesterday because I was eating already. So, but I cooked the potatoes in there yesterday. I can convert it into mushrooms. Not mushroom. I could. I meant to say onions. I could convert it into onion soup. Anytime I could add onions, but I could wait till it's nearly gone and then start over again. I can finish it up and then start with onion soup and make fresh onion soup. And that's a great thing to have too. And you don't need tomatoes to make that. You can just make onion soup with garlic or not. But onion soup is great. With chicken stock too. It's great. And you can make an onion soup and start with that. Then you can later on throw potatoes. Potatoes go well with onions and make potato soup. That's another way you could do it. Any other thing, like if you had carrots or celery, that would go in a potato soup too. Possibly even onion soup. You can make a tomato soup too. You can make a tomato soup with onions. That's really good. So there's a lot of ways of doing it, all of which work. And when you're using tomatoes, you can throw in the Italian spices too, like basil. Or with chili, you can throw into the chili, you can throw basil. But that's and if you're making a tomato soup, you can throw it with anything, tomato and anything, you can throw in Italian spices like, you know, oregano or even thyme or Italian spices or, you know, a mixture of Italian spices or basil, you know. And my garden right now is a spice garden. That's the only thing that really grew, other than my rhubarb and my asparagus, which didn't grow this year. The asparagus didn't come this year, but, well, I didn't see it anyway. But the my garden, it grows spice all the time. And the spice is taking over other patches in the garden, and it's also taking over my yard, the spice. I've got mother of thyme. I have thyme. I'm trying to think if I have oregano. What do I have? I have something of oregano, I think. It might not be oregano. It might be some relative of oregano. What do I have? What other spice have we got here? Thyme? Anyway, I've got a few spices. It will be identifiable at some point. I'll be able to identify what it is probably, but I'll be able to remember or identify it. I do have mother of thyme, I'm pretty sure. And I have thyme, I think, so I've got. And they're just glorious smelling spices, you know. I could just pick up a handful of it anytime I want. I've got bags of it over here that's been drying for years, you know. I have so I've got to put it into jars, I guess, and things like that, and label the jars. And I've got to, but I've got to harvest some before the winter, probably, and use it, you know. So it's a good idea. But the spice is just—I don't have to do anything; it just grows. I feel like, you know, I almost want to be—I should be, you know, giving it away on the street corner or selling it or something, just so I can get rid of it. I need to get rid of it because it's—I feel guilty having all the spice and not using it. It's so fantastic. It's so wonderful stuff. It's such wonderful stuff. It's so. It smells so good, you know, and it's organic. I'm not fertilizing it, you know. The seed, I'm not sure if the seed was organic when we bought it. Might have been. Can't remember right now. I'll probably remember though. We've grown watermelons in our garden. We've grown tomatoes where they were 10 feet tall. The plants got 10 feet tall. So we have a picture. I have a picture of my wife standing, and she's 5 feet, 5 foot, whatever, 5 foot five or three. She shrank as she got osteoporosis, but her height was 5'5" at one point. But these tomato plants, and I'm with her, I think, we're both standing there with the tomato plants, or maybe, well, it's either both of us or at least one of us. You can tell how tall they are because you know how tall the person, Anne, was, you know, 50, or 5 1/2, I mean, feet. And the plants, you know, double her height. It's like a 10-foot tall tomato plant. That was only 1 year that happened, but that was an extraordinary year. But, you know, we grew tomatoes. I've got the frames, the steel frames you grow them in. I've still got them. I just this year I moved them into the basement, stored them up on the storage shelf in the basement because they were always there. And when I do the weed eating, the weed eater get wrapped around the wire. And it was just, they were just laying in the garden and getting rusty. So I brought them in, finally put them in the basement this year. So those are still usable. I mean, there's a lot of things that can be done with gardening, of course, if you put in the effort. There's a lot of effort in gardening, so I don't have much time to do that. Might do a little bit more as time goes on, right? But if my energy level is there, if I have the energy to do it, that's the thing. I never had energy all my life for that kind of physical exertion like gardening. I mean, out in the hot sun sort of thing. But, I mean, I worked on construction. That was in the fall, though, right? Yeah. But, and I was a very hard worker, even on construction outdoors or whatever. I worked all day long. I didn't like to take breaks, and I didn't try to find ways to escape from work or avoid work. I always worked my full shift all the time, constantly. At every job I ever did, I always worked hard. I always did. It's just, you know, I don't know any other way. I never thought of any other way. But everybody else that I knew, well, except for very few, like Guy Gauthier, my friend who died or disappeared on the Skeena River, he was one who worked hard all the time, and everyone knew that. He was like that the way I am. He was one of the very few I knew like that. There aren't many people like that who work and never try to avoid work and don't try to, you know, get out of it. But the thing is, the reason why people try to get out of it, I think, is they're not healthy, right? That's part of it. That's one of the reasons. They don't really have the strength or the energy. They don't have their health for whatever reason. But probably the bigger component is the psychological, spiritual aspect of what motivates you to work out of love and so on. Your love motivates you to want to work hard and to do well for your employer, but to work for Jehovah, for the before the true God, who is the personification of love and the plural of excellence and all that. To work for excellence, you know, to achieve excellence and never stop until excellence is achieved. That's the motivator, right? You do it out of love, though, because you know that that inspires other people. So it's motivated by love. Love is the personification, or Jehovah is the personification of love as a person. It's not just, he's not a nameless cosmological constant or whatever. That's not what it is. That's not the idea of what the Creator is. The idea of the Creator is that he's got personality, he has a sense of humor, he's got, you know, you see it. When you see that things happen that display the sense of humor that God has, you see it. He's not just this nameless force. You know, he's not just a force, he's a person. It's not just some it. It's not an it, it's a he or a she. You know, it's both he and she, because we were both male and female created in the image of God. So he's got male and female within him. So what's he like? Well, a human male has an X and Y chromosome. And of course, a female has two X chromosomes. So a male has both male and female in him, in the same way that Jehovah does have male and female in him. But he created humans in his image, is the idea. But I'm trying to think why, you know, why I never had energy. I thought I had chronic fatigue syndrome for many, many, many years before I finally started taking calcium supplements. And I didn't think that supplements were the way to go. I thought food was always, and I still do think food is better, obviously. So now I don't take calcium supplements as much. I eat a lot of dairy instead. The only problem with dairy is you're going to get, if you're eating lactose, you get too much lactose, right? Too much sugar. Lactose is a sugar. So I should be taking more calcium supplements and not drinking as much dairy. That's what I'm just realizing But if I do that, I'm not sure how that will work with the health. If that's got to be worse for my health if I do that, I think. But maybe not if I get all the right cofactors like vitamin K2, which is so crucial. Maybe I can substitute calcium supplements instead of my dairy. And that will help me lose weight. You know, I just thought of that now again. I didn't used to eat the dairy, and the dairy is what's causing a lot of the weight gain. You know, or all the sugar, the lactose, which is the sugar. But I mean, I'm not gaining weight now. I'm just saying it's preventing me losing weight. Actually, probably. It must be. You know, I mean, sugar. It's converted to. Well, maybe it's just, I don't know. Maybe that's not true with lactose. Fructose, we know, is converted into fat after the liver is full of glycogen. So, but, I mean, it's so complex that, I mean, you can only know a little bit. You can only know a small fraction of what's really happening. Okay, so then it comes down to, is your little bit that you know more important than the little bit that I know? Or is the little bit that I know more important than the little bit that you know? That's what it comes down to. And each person, I think we can learn from each other, but we definitely should not rely on any mainstream thought. Like, that should not be the way we do it. We should learn within our own capabilities and our own understanding. We should stay within our own, what we know, like our knowledge. We should stay within the realm, right, and the limitations of our own knowledge and add to that. Add as we go. Like, we should never defer. We should not defer to other people as superior to us in their understanding compared to ours. We should never do that. And that includes anybody. Doesn't matter who. I mean, unless we choose, unless we believe them that they're, unless they, unless they're using logic and they convince us logically. But we should never defer to them because they assert that they know more than we do, or we should never defer to anybody at all because we know they don't know. We know that no one knows the answers. That's the thing. It's so complex. The human organism is so complex that there is nobody who can really claim anything with regard to authority in the knowledge of it. So I'm two for two there, I guess. Okay. This has been Ward Green, and it is 1804 hours. On the ninth day of November in the year 2022, I love you. Have a great night. Bye for now.